Hello and welcome to the 61st NWR newscast. This is your host, Nathan Mustafa. I'm leaving you all with me today.
Wait, didn't you already leave?
Let's just get the important stuff out of the way first.
Posthumous, this motherfucker.
This is my return. This is my departure. I am the Alpha and the Omega today.
That is good.
with me today, live, in the same room.
Whoa. In the fridge.
In some little town near Anchorage, Alaska. Or are we still actually
Is it still Anchorage?
It's still Anchorage.
Yeah, I've mailed things
like
to
California,
you,
It's not like California where the town changes every other block.
Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah, okay, Zach Miller.
Hi!
The most annoying asshole I've ever met, Neil Ronahan.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Hey, I can say what I want
Laundry
today.
Aired.
Also, I won't say how I truly feel about Andy because I might blush, but he's also here.
That's nice.
In some bars, they would call Andy a bear.
I'm hoping to be able to grow a beard by the time I turn 33.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that was a good show, guys.
Yeah. Right. Good show, y'all. Back, mate. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right. Later, guys. Okay, let's just dive into this.
All right.
Neil. Yes. Neil wants to talk about Ghost Trick, even though it's old and it's already been talked about.
Well, I don't think we've ever actually talked about it on the show, have we?
It was covered on RFM.
By like three different people.
So why the hell are we going to talk about it, right?
But Ghost Trick is very cool. I know it's been talked about before, at least I know when I first played the game at E3 the other year, how they have the nice little rotoscoping graphics, and that looks very cool. I don't really know many other games that have that art style, so that's neat.
It must look better in motion than it does in screenshots.
It looks a lot better in motion.
Yeah, it does.
Like a point-and-click adventure, right? That's all we're talking about here.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's very similar to Phoenix Wright. I mean, except for you don't have courtroom scenes, so to speak. It's more just all investigation. But the investigation is done differently because you play the role of a ghost. And it's a pretty interesting story.
Does he play tricks on people?
What?
Does he play tricks?
Well, of course. That's the name of the game, Zach. This character died, and he doesn't know what's up. But he has the power to save people from dying. So the whole mechanic of it is that you're going through this story, which is broken up to something like 16 chapters. I'm right now at like chapter 9. And you go through the story, and then you'll run into people that are dead, and then you can go back 4 minutes before they died and try to prevent their death. So
that sounds like a movie. Maybe with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that was a great movie, by the way. Source Code.
I only watch Denzel Washington on train movies.
There's like three.
Taking Pelham 1-2-3 and Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah, look at that knowledge.
But, yeah, Ghost Trick.
I want to play it on the iPhone.
Yeah, has it come out on the iPhone yet?
In Japan.
Okay. It'll eventually come out.
You'll be in Japan in like a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
Straight
going from
North
Alaska
Carolina
to
Japan.
The east coast of the United States and then Japan.
All of my flights either leave or arrive at midnight. Sleep is something I think I've given up on.
But, Neil, what do you do in Ghost Trick? I mean, you investigate stuff, but do you just click on the screen forever?
Is there a timing element?
Sort of. Like, I know I heard people kind of complain about how, like, oh, you know, it's all you have to do these specific, like, these specific things in a specific order. But I find that the game's a little more lenient on that, and that there is a timing element to it, but you're allowed to fuck up without worrying about, like, oh, I need to replay the past 20 minutes of gameplay. Because when you go through these segments, which are 4 minutes before people die, there's usually points where it, like, kind of saves checkpoints. And it is a lot of going from item to item, and then seeing what you can do and what combination, and figuring out the puzzle there.
Do you get to walk on a rope towards a chandelier and fall off, like, a million times?
No.
Oh, damn. I wish just more people would put some features from L.A. Noir in their games. I don't know. I'm sorry.
But the one thing that I have to say about this game is that if you really like the Phoenix Wright games, you'll probably dig it a lot, and I'm digging it a lot, but as I kind of describe the gameplay, like, that's what it is. That's all it is. There's a funny story that goes along with it. It's got some, like, I guess either humorous or grating characters, depending on your point of view. Like, there's this one dog named Missile that's, like, this Pomeranian that is, on one hand, annoying as shit, but on the other hand, kind of funny. And
sort
I
of a,
see...
sort of a James Jonesian character.
Pomeranian's a good choice, too.
But, yeah.
Neil's trying to hold it together.
I know. I'm so sorry. Everyone listening, I'm sorry.
That's it, Nathan. Can't you're off the show.
You're fired.
Okay.
Out of my sight. But that's pretty much all I really have to say about Ghost Trick. Like, I'm enjoying it a lot, but it's the kind of thing that I have hard recommending to people, other than, like, if you liked Phoenix Wright, you'll like this. If you didn't like Phoenix Wright, or if that doesn't sound appealing to you, then ignore this game.
I, like, hardly heard anything about it after it came out. Like, I remember it being kind of a big deal when it came out, but I had completely forgotten about it until you brought it up before we were talking about the show.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm really enjoying it, and if you like that sort of game... Either get it on iPhone or look for a cheap
one. Is it funny? Like, Phoenix Wright's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty damn funny. All
right, cool.
It's got a kind of wacky sense of humor, but it is kind of funny how it does have the sense of humor, but people are dying all the time in kind of morbid ways, too.
Nice. Excellent.
But,
it's the kind of game I like.
That crazy ghost keeps playing tricks and killing people.
But the other stuff that I've been doing, not necessarily for Nintendo World Report, but over at GamePro.com, I am writing a bi-weekly article about the eShop games that are coming out. So I've been playing all the eShop games, and some of them,
are all your
like
opinions
tennis,
that you're about to give
are...
property of GamePro? is this allowed on the newscast?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I did write a pro tip on GamePro, so I can pretty much just quit this shit. Because I wrote a pro tip on GamePro.
Just quit GamePro.
The gold.
Yeah. If you're writing for some sort of video game thing, just fucking quit it.
You earned like
that's my advice.
You earned like 3 green rupees and took them to the store, and they wouldn't fucking take them.
But like, there's shit on the eShop like tennis that's just awful. But there's stuff like Kirby's Dream Land, which is really easy, and then you get to the hard mode that is actually really challenging and fun.
So they should have just skipped the easy mode and just given you the hard mode from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. That was my pro tip.
Awesome.
To get to the hard mode. And I also played Fortified Zone and Kicks, which most people probably
Why would you
really...
play either one?
What?
Because he gets them for free because he's fancy.
What's Kicks about? Is it like a puzzle game or is it...
Yeah, like JP is
Does it take
really...
place on Route 66?
No,
that's why
it's spelled Q-I-X, but I was looking at the Wikipedia page for it to try to get a background on it. It's an arcade game from, like, 1981, made by Taito, who are the same guys who made, like, Arkanoid and Space Invaders and stuff like that. And it actually says on, like, the arcade game, like, the cabinet, it says in, like, the lower corner, it says pronounced Kicks. So
this is a... What kind of game is this? Like,
this
what
is
platform
a,
is it for?
It's
I know you got it on the eShop, but what...
It is a Game Boy game. Actually, this version was developed by Nintendo. And basically what it is you control this thing that goes around the outer square of the screen, and you have to avoid enemies while, like, then, like, basically drawing lines on the screen to close off up to 75% or more of the screen with, like, boxes.
Oh, one of those, okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's only $3 on the eShop, which I guess for you iPhone guys is really expensive. It's highway robbery.
It is. Actually, I would argue for just about anyone that would be highway robbery, right? When compared to what you could get, I mean, you can get Super Mario Land.
Yeah. No, I mean, in that case, yes. But I mean, I've gotten a lot of mileage out of this game. It's a lot of fun. But it is the kind of game that you can probably find a free or dollar version on iPhone if you roll that way.
Or any compatible web browser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
They should release Qbert instead.
Isn't that supposed to be coming? Or did I just get, like, the Qs in Kix and Qbert mixed up?
I don't think Qbert was ever on the Game Boy.
Oh, I bet it was.
It probably
really?
Was. It might suck, but it probably
I know
was.
It was on Game Boy Color.
And I know it was on NES.
Wasn't Qbert 94 on Game Boy? Had over 100 stages?
Yeah, no, it's really good. Like, you just think it's like the arcade game, but then it just gets real deep.
Yeah.
Qbert DX has got to be my favorite one.
Qbert DX. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It had all those extra features for Game Boy Advance owners. It was nice.
And
yeah. No online leaderboard, so.
And Fortified Zone is the other game that came out on Game Boy, another third party.
Is it like River City Ransom?
No. It's kind of like Contra meets Metal Gear meets The Legend of Zelda.
Is that any good?
It is.
What?
It's. I mean,
if
it's
I
kind
had
of...
to raise a card for that comparison, it would be like a 3, probably.
It's.
I don't understand.
It's a weird game, and like it is one of those. It's a mile. I think it's like 1990 or 1991, so it's an early Game Boy game. So it does suffer from like the sprites are fucking huge and stuff like that. But it's a fun game because it is like you're going through. It looks like a Zelda dungeon for the most part, and like you know you're getting keys, getting power ups, and stuff like that. But like you can switch between two people on the fly. One that has like they both fire guns. One person can jump, and the other one has special guns. And you basically go around and play it like
could mean so many things.
Yeah. Well, the girl can jump. By the way, the guy has the special gun. If you know what I mean.
Of course.
But it does. I mean, like the flow of the game. There's four stages. Four. That are all basically Zelda dungeons, except for you go around them shooting guns. There's not a lot of depth to it, because there are only the four stages, and they're not too terribly long, but it's a pretty fun little game.
Is each zone heavily fortified?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of weird, because, like, it starts off where it's like you're in the jungle, and, like, you know, you're fighting, like, humans and stuff like that, and then you fight robots, and at the end of one level, you fight a fucking dragon.
Nice.
Like, it was just kind of like, I got to the boss of this one stage, and a dragon appeared, and I was just completely perplexed.
Was it like the end of the first Wily stage in Mega Man 2? You're just like, awesome.
Not really, because it's not as good as Mega Man 2.
I think
it was more of just like, you whack-ass Game Boy game made by Jellico or Jailco or however you say it.
Jellico made a whole bunch of shit back then.
Yeah.
Bases Loaded, and Bases Loaded 3, 4, 5.
Bases Loaded 2, Bases Loaded 3, Super Bases Loaded. Speaking of Bases Loaded, it's fortuitous that you brought this up, Andy. I was actually going on a Bases Loaded kick about a month or two ago, around when the baseball season started. And Bases Loaded 1 and 2 are pretty good baseball games. And then in Bases Loaded 3, they completely change the game, and it's a piece of shit. You would think that the sequel to a game would be better than the one before it. But no, it's basically they took everything they learned from Bases Loaded 1 to Bases Loaded 2, and were just like, let's scrap it and make a baseball game that barely works.
Is that the sport with Rain Gretzky in it?
Yeah.
No, that's
well, it's more like... It's more like Castlevania mixed with Pac-Man mixed with
Base Wars. They should put Base Wars on the Virtual Console.
Super Baseball 2020 or whatever that was, the future one.
I remember that.
I do too.
I played that on an emulator.
All right, so that's all the e-stuff, right?
That's e-shop. I would
e-shop
love to
stuff.
See more releases per week, but. Like we're going stride for stride with Europe, except for they have Double Dragon instead of us, which I guess we're winning.
Is that really a loss?
Yeah,
really?
No, that's why I think it's just like we might be winning because we don't have Double Dragon, but now they have.
I see.
I don't know. There will be good Game Boy games.
Maybe we get some Game Boy Advance games up in here.
Yeah, that'd be something else.
Some other platform.
I just wish the technology was there. The
GDC 2012.
They need some sort of way to push the content to us.
Nathan, they only gave us a 2 gigabyte card. What do you expect?
It would need the necessary control inputs. Fuck, it's not going to work.
No.
It's not going to work.
This will never work.
Maybe GDC 2012, guys. GDC 2012.
Yeah.
Well, Iwata will do another keynote and just be like, guess what, guys, Game Boy Advance games. And they're like, that was a surprise. Why'd it take you so long?
Well, maybe they'll have, I keep making this joke, but I like it. Maybe they'll have Game Gear games on there, and there'll be like 2 good ones that they ever release.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were only 2 good ones. good games, maybe.
Exactly. Bazinga.
All I know is that Ren and Stimpy game that I played the crap out of on my brother's Game Gear when I was younger has no chance of coming over, so I don't give a rat's ass.
Tails Adventure.
I don't even remember.
Or whatever
playing.
It was called.
I want to play the Tailspin. No, the Rescue Rangers game.
Oh, that's
Hell
a great
yeah.
game.
I want to play that. Throw some apples.
Yes.
Yeah. And then this is where Zach talks.
Yeah. I thought you were going to introduce Scott, you cock.
Well, I am. Well, yeah, okay.
Just freaking introduce him. God.
So Andy, we have someone new added to the call.
Could you just introduce him?
Nathan, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I dropped my mouse. In the excitement.
So I'd like to welcome someone new to the call. We've decided to add a brand new cast member and editor to the newscast.
Hello.
Mr. Scott Thompson is replacing Nathan, so Nathan, get the hell out of the room. How you doing, Scott?
Oh, not too bad. A little late, but
yeah,
not too bad.
I gave Scott the wrong starting time for this episode. So his introduction comes after Neil's segment, which is perfect timing.
And he's just trying to keep him on his toes.
Yeah.
You missed what probably will be the worst part of the podcast. So he's having a great time.
Sounds good. Yeah, when I got the email like that you sent me a week ago, it was like 10:30 Central Time, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm surprised. That's a little late, but okay, we can roll with that. And then I thought about emailing today to like double check, and I was like, no, he seems on top of his shit.
He knows what he's doing.
Sure, he meant 10:30.
We've only been doing this for 2 years.
That's actually part of Andy's web of lies. What he likes to do is build your trust and then just rip your emotions to shreds. Like that little dig he got in 5 minutes ago? That's the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to get handwritten letters. I'm going to get dead birds in my mail.
I have to fire you again.
Damn it. You have no authority.
All right, I do. Zach. Why don't you talk about things that are pissing you off, Zach?
DuckTales, damn it. No.
No, DuckTales was good.
DuckTales was awesome.
Woohoo!
That's all I remember from the theme song, too.
Da 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 da. Something.
Gizmo Duck.
This is riveting.
Ain't it though?
And how did he swim through the money? Why didn't his neck just snap? Because he's made of freaking iron or something. He was a robot. That's the whole secret of that show. Just like the Bourne trilogy. He's actually a robot. I thought that at the end of that trilogy they would reveal he was a robot. I was convinced.
I've never
it would just
seen
turn
the
into
the
Terminator.
One.
The Bourne schematics.
I was convinced. Okay, oh, I'm man. Sorry.
That's okay.
Half of the show will happen after the end credits.
Because he's going to talk about something amazing right now. He's going to talk about
Darkwing Duck.
Zach!
You know what? I was not a fan.
Stay on target.
Sorry. Pokedex 3D.
Stay on target.
Zach, you've turned off
Focus.
Your targeting computer.
Focus. Jesus.
Pokedex 3D is a piece of shit that nobody should get.
It's kind of like a mix of Mary-Kate and Ashley Adventures, the board game Chutes and Ladders.
And an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
But Zach, it's free.
It is free. Alright, that's true.
Do you know what else is free? Suicide. Does that make it good?
Not if you have to buy the instrument.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Knives cost money.
I'm sorry.
I love here's that, why. I was gonna say, I love that on the 3DS that eventually that just pops up on your homepage.
Yeah,
too.
Whether
it's
you
like,
download
hey,
it or not,
right?
Download it. Damn it!
Know. You got a present. It's like it's a shitty game from Nintendo.
Next thing you know, it's gonna be a Justin Bieber video.
I don't know which was better, OK Go or just getting Pokedex on there when you clearly didn't want it.
Yeah, I actually watched that OK Go video several times because there was nothing. Else on
yeah.
the 3DS.
Yeah.
Next, I'll start putting pictures of Dart Gary on your home screen.
Just him falling down a set of stairs.
Have you downloaded Dart Gary yet?
Oh, they can anyway, do it up real nice.
Zach,
the
why do you
Kong
hate Pokedex
homepage?
3D? Focus.
I hate Pokedex 3D because it's become a chore. I have to open up the 3DS three times a day to get my three Pokemon. And
but
I want
Zach,
to complete the Pokedex
say,
because I'm an idiot. I hate you, Neil.
Wouldn't you just say that that's basically just a metaphor for Pokemon in general?
I would.
Why?
Also Nintendogs.
No, but Pokemon is good.
Oh, Pokemon is good, but it
well,
really
Pokedex
is
3D is just a Pokemon
chory.
Formula boiled down into the worst form possible.
At least
no
they
gym
look
leaders.
Cool.
There are no.
It's just the tedious collecting.
It's like half-minute hero, but terrible.
But the benefit is you don't have to wait for the running shoes. You can just run with it the second you get it. You can take it on your bike.
That's true. Now, I will say that the as I collect more Pokemon, I can see that the Pokemon company or whoever makes the Pokemon now is clearly running out of ideas. There are three Pokemon that are ice cream
cones.
Yeah,
that totally happened
when
they were making
terrible.
The first 150.
You know, when you have two Pokemon that are sentient piles of garbage, you might have a problem. And then there are three Pokemon that are gears, for God's sake.
Does Pokédex do anything besides let you collect them?
No.
Is it a
stat
sheet?
It looks like there might be more to do because the menus are really confusing, but there's
no. It's the best
game
ever.
There's a Pokemon game in there somewhere.
That would be amazing. Like, you get all 150, and then you just unlock, like, Pokemon Gray.
Yeah. But no, it's shitty and I hate it, but I keep doing it because I hate myself.
There's nothing to say.
But we should stop talking about it.
How do you collect new Pokemon? Don't you have to come across other people? Or do you
no.
Just
no, you get three a day just through the internet.
Okay.
Is
there any street pass at all?
Lonely people.
There is no street pass in that game.
So all it is you have to open your 3DS like three times?
Why are we calling it a game?
It's an app. Yeah. When you're right next to each other, like, if Nathan and I were ever in the same room, like now, if he could send me a Pokemon and I could send him a Pokemon, and then we'd feel like we accomplished something.
Well, then we'd be closer to completing our Pokedexes.
See, only if the Pokemon that you have, I don't have.
This would be fun if they tied it in with some sort of GPS alternate reality game thing. But
Ooh,
they didn't.
Yeah.
It's also extremely difficult to do the AR thing because the Pokemon's footprint or whatever the fuck it is only appears on your screen.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. What?
Yeah, it's not an AR card. It's on the screen.
Well,
of
they
your 3DS.
Encourage you, I believe, in the manual to that game, they actually tell you to draw what you see.
Yeah, they do. Or get another 3DS.
What? That's nonsense.
Nintendo only wants you to buy one Wii U controller, but they want you to buy two 3DSs for Pokedex 3D.
Right, right.
Wow.
Pokemon Gray better be fucking amazing.
Why don't we move on to the next thing we have to talk about, which is not Pokedex 3D.
Thank God.
Which is the part of the show where Nathan talks about why he hasn't been on the show for a month and is now leaving.
So this morning I'm staying at the Anchorage Hilton. And I
the
was
one hotel
sleeping.
In Anchorage?
No, there were like five.
Anchorage's pretty big.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's pretty damn big. I don't think you know much about Anchorage, Neil.
I don't.
I wasn't aware that I was still in Anchorage.
That's true.
But I was kind of in a rush, so I accidentally brushed my teeth with sunscreen.
Oh my god.
That's what I've been up to. And then last night I was trying to do some work in the lobby, and a girl comes running in with without anything underneath her anything. She was wearing nothing, and she was yelling help, and I was really worried, and it turns out she was just very drunk. and so
that happens here.
So I
Anchorage
was sitting,
must be a magical place.
I was just sitting in the lobby, and then they moved me to the bar, and then I came back out when it was less noisy, and I finished my work, and I went to sleep. And I woke up and I brushed my teeth with sunscreen.
That's why
I
haven't been on the podcast for a month.
That's what I've been doing for a month.
We need to get down to brass tacks. What happened to this girl?
The security ran up. They rapped.
Did they have to fight over her?
I don't know.
They weren't coming up to help. They were just coming to see who was going to take her home.
It all happened so quick. It all happened so quick.
I'll bet it did.
Wait, you think I'm a suspect? I don't know if
Nathan,
we should talk about
everyone's
this.
A suspect.
And then I think, like, last week, I was going
to
see
a movie. You had to wash your hair.
I was going to see a movie. I didn't see a movie. The week before that, I was going to buy a 3DS game, but I didn't.
That's probably good.
What game?
I was going to buy Mercenaries.
Oh, that was, okay.
It's pretty good.
It's a good game.
But you tried to buy it used. And
I ended up buying a bunch of games on Steam. None of them are worth talking about. I bought Alpha Centauri on Good Old Games. I went to work, and I came home really sleepy every day
for the past month.
I work, I anticipate for the next month. I have been told that I will be working close to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I don't know if I'll get all the overtime.
I'm confused. Are you an astronaut?
No, that's Johnny. He's on the other show.
No, that's yeah. No, I'm an engineer.
Nathan builds dreams.
Well, I build dreams.
He's like the guy in Inception.
But I'm like you, I don't turn them into nightmares. I will just destroy people.
Because Andy is Freddy Krueger.
I don't just annihilate their lives like Andy does.
Email them that the podcast starts at 10:30.
I took walks. Just generally, I only have time for like a 10-minute walk.
At work?
I walk for like 5 minutes at work. I walk like 10 minutes at home. I gain weight. Because I only have time for like 10 minutes of walking a day as opposed to jogging. And I don't have time.
Nathan unfortunately died 5 weeks ago.
I died, and now I'm here in Alaska. This must be hell.
A ghost brought him back to life.
People are brushing my teeth with sunscreen, and there are naked girls that really shouldn't be naked in front of people. I'm just saying some people should wear clothes.
Yeah. Especially up here.
So long story short, you've been doing some shit.
I played a little Resident Evil with Andy. It's like Resident Evil 4, but it's really racist.
So the fifth one.
Yeah, we played on Steam. We downloaded it on Steam and then connected and then had to join Windows for Games or Live or whatever. Mute like 4 different microphone settings and then eventually realize that the mouse and keyboard controls are kind of shit. It was
Why is it racist? Just because Chris is white and everybody in Africa is black? Because
you only shoot black people in this game.
No, you shoot white people too. Don't worry. I mean, 90% of them are black, but there's the occasional.
It doesn't feel like an equal opportunity slaughter. I want to kill. No, it's not who I'm killing. It just feels really weird. Because I think maybe it's because the zombies in this game are a little more sentient than they normally are.
Yes.
Like, if you notice that, like, they're not quite as zombie-like
as they were before.
So it just seems like you're just murdering, like, people that could still just be villagers.
Right. And they're so, like, ravenous and aggressive that it's just, like, they're in a frenzy. It's kind of weird. Off-putting, maybe.
Yeah, there are a lot of mosquitoes here, and I got several bites. One was in my side. One was in my beard. I'm not dealing with that one very well.
Dude's got a beard. Well.
I got a beard. One bit through my pants.
What?
Sort of the upper inner leg area.
You sure that wasn't a spider or maybe a harpoon?
I think it was a mosquito.
The mosquitoes there, I mean, they work hard. I mean, if they're going through your beard and through your clothes to get this blood.
But these are very cold there. They have to work very hard to get food.
I was doing my best to walk alongside this bald guy, because I knew he was a better target. He's got a meat field. But they still got me.
I will say that we do have a lot of mosquitoes up here, but this year is a very good mosquito season.
I think you should fix that, because last time I was here, the same thing happened.
Oh.
Same with Minnesota. Don't go to Minnesota.
This is your return visit to Alaska?
Don't have Dairy Queen in Minnesota. It's not good.
Really?
Yeah, not good.
Well, we have DQ up here.
This is my second Alaskan quest.
Excursion.
Quest. I prefer quest.
When was your first?
My first was 2 years ago.
Oh.
I looked at whales. And
That's
how you pronounce it, right? That was a proper pronunciation. And then...
What kind of whales were they?
Well, I'm not sure why you would ask that, but they were big.
Okay.
And it was really cold, and there was a baby that would not stop screaming. Don't bring your, like, 2-month-old on a freaking glacier whale tour.
Oh, you were on a cruise?
Well, of sorts.
You should have taken the baby and thrown it overboard, and then it would have gotten eaten by the whale.
It was more of a 3-hour tour. And
or raised by the whales.
Yeah.
that's all kinds of trouble.
Like Jonah. Or he could have gotten... Okay, so that's boring. Andy.
Whales are never boring.
Speaking of the ocean, how is Windhoiker
gone? And that's why Nathan's been gone for a month. Yeah, the only thing I have to talk about is Wind Waker.
Oh, I got really sick. I ate a cheese sandwich at BJ's. Even though I'm lactose intolerant, I knew I shouldn't have done it. And I got just...
Did you just start shitting blood?
No.
Andy, for the love of God, just talk about Wind Waker.
I threw up twice.
Legend of Zelda Wind Waker is just fantastic.
I was uncomfortable on the play.
Scott, please don't leave because of this.
Yeah, no, I'm loving this. I was going to say, I love when lactose intolerant people, like, knowingly eat cheese. It just reminds me of, like, Superman just bought, like, jewelry that had, like, kryptonite in it just because it just looks so good.
It's like when you're little and, or I think I'm the only one that had this experience, when you're little and your parents say, Nathan, don't lick the hot cookie sheet. It won't taste like cookies. And you do it anyways.
And today he's an engineer.
Yeah. I make the roads you drive on. Don't you feel safe?
So Wind Waker.
Oh, there are no whales in Wind Waker.
I heard there is a boat.
There is a boat.
King of Red Lions, although
yes.
he has no kingdom. His kingdom.
All right. Here's what I don't get about Wind Waker. And maybe I mentioned this on the last show, and if I did, we can edit this out. But, like, if Link is supposed to be from some, like, podunk little island that, like, doesn't Tetra, like, make fun of him for being, like, from a tiny town in the beginning of the game? But, like, is Outside Island not, like, the third biggest landmass in all of Hyrule?
Texas is also very big, too.
Some of the people live in underwater Hyrule.
That's true. But, like,
because you find that near the end of the game.
Of the apparently 100 people or so that live in this country, like, at least 12 of them are from... That's like 10% of the nation's population. Like, that's crazy.
Andy, people still make fun of Texas, and that place is freaking huge.
Can you imagine the incest that went on in Wind Waker World?
Thank you.
What was Link the product of?
That's a really good point.
Family love.
Family
Nobody
love.
Nobody has a grocery store in Wind Waker.
Link was assembled from Triforce.
There was no father.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm still playing it.
Sandstorms are
very
dangerous.
When you guys saw Phantom Menace in the theater, was there just an audible groan when she said that there was no father? Because when I saw it, everyone was just like, oh, God.
That's really? Kind of like Jesus.
Really?
I got that when they explained what midichlorians were.
Oh, yeah, and then, it was quickly followed
just
up by...
Just one thing after really. Another.
And then people were quiet during the pod race. That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So, bad.
I think it's funny in that movie how...
Clegg Holdfast. What are the other racers? Come on.
I don't know. Alien. Alien.
I thought it was funny how in Phantom Menace, Anakin was like the most polite kid in the world, and then the next two movies he's a complete douche.
That's how it happens. They start out young, and then they end up like Andy. Anyways, continue, Andy.
I don't know what I should say about Wind Waker. Wind Waker is the game that I'm still playing. That's all I have to say about it. It's still awesome. I think I like it better than Ocarina of Time, because I'm playing both of them.
I went through...
Maekar.
I like Maekar. He's my favorite character.
He looks like a little piece of poo, with like a leaf covering him.
Feeling comfortable being in the same room as Zach right now.
Just now?
Oh, by the way, I saw all Zach's girls.
Oh, yeah?
Why is he allowed to keep these in his bedroom?
Because they can't be in the front room. Gina said we can't have people over.
Yeah, but you that's your room.
I know. Where else am I going to put them?
Why don't we break the sexual tension and move on to some actual news stories?
Yeah, that
we have like
good. Wind Waker's awesome.
Let's pop this cap.
We got. So we've got two news stories to talk about this week, and we're going to get through them, despite the fact that Nathan apparently is on some kind of fucking hallucinogen.
It's a combination of low sleep, too much caffeine, Metal Gear.
And the presence of Zachary Miller.
Yeah.
And my girls.
Driving you crazy, are they, Nathan?
I can't think. All the blood is... I'm sorry.
The blood what is flowing to your 3DS.
Yeah.
So the first story up is that EA has purchased PopCap, which is the developer of such hits as Bookworm? No, wait. Plants vs. Zombies, that's right. And Zuma and Bejeweled and all the other games that you made fun of for people playing them on their iPhone.
Peggle,
yes, of course. They paid like $750 million for PopCap, which is actually kind of interesting. Not really pertaining to Nintendo at all, but just because like EA is apparently opening their own digital distribution like very, very shortly.
Origin.
Origin, yes, is the name of it. It's like a Steam competitor, I guess, but...
Oh,
I'm
no,
not sure
it's
how this
not.
affects
EA
Nintendo
has
at
said
all, but
they're not competing with Steam. But yeah. EA is also full of shit.
Yeah,
it's more like a third pillar.
Yeah, and that doesn't really affect Nintendo too much because I'm sure they'll still publish these games on 3DS as they have before. But yeah. It's an interesting industry move, I guess.
I don't understand. Is this going to be an online store on like PSN and Xbox Live?
No.
And supposedly Wii U store.
No.
Oh.
It's going to be on the computer.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Well, I'm screwed.
Well, and...
Well, PopCap has always sold their games digitally. Now they're just going to have a better conduit to do it through, I guess.
Yeah. And they'll also have a better conduit to... I mean, with the Nintendo slant, they'll have a better conduit to bring these games to Nintendo platforms because EA is a much bigger publisher than PopCap games.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. These are generally pretty decent. I mean, they're not, like, super deep, but... I think Plants vs. Zombies is widely regarded as being pretty playable. I mean,
yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I don't ever want to play it again because I played through the entire campaign like four times, but I'm done with it now.
Hopefully PopCap will, you know, keep their integrity and stuff, but this should really make more of their games show up on Nintendo platforms, which is really awesome.
I don't think EA has had that big of a problem with integrity. Like, I know like they've had a spotty past, but like... Really, the last two or three years, it's been Activision that's been a lot worse than EA.
Yeah.
Ever since, like, 2007.
Yeah, Activision's been the people buying companies and then closing them down. I mean, look at Bizarre Creations.
Yeah. I mean, EA, since 2007, has had, like, new IPs. They've had Dead Space, Mirror's Edge, EA's classic Wii title, Boogie.
Who could forget it?
Sleeper hit, yeah. So, like, I don't have a real...
Being in Europe.
I don't have a real strong opinion about this, but I thought it was just interesting to talk about. I'm kind of curious to see what PopCap could do on 3DS. Some nice standalone download titles.
Yeah.
We really only got one more news story to talk about, and it's that these video channels are popping up in Europe and Japan on the 3DS starting this week. And Neil, you were looking up some of the content on these, weren't you?
I mean, it's a lot of, like, at least in Europe, it's going to be, like, comedies and cartoons and stuff. I know the Shaun the Sheep stuff from Aardman Animation still isn't going up yet.
So it's all licensed content, though, right?
Yeah, licensed content. I've never heard of any of it. Maybe it's big in Europe. I don't know.
I've heard of Shaun the Sheep.
And there's also the same thing in Japan, but there's already been video content in Japan, but I guess it's just another avenue for it to come out in. If you read Danny Bivens' excellent eShop roundups from every week since it launched in Japan, then you can see some of the video stuff they've had in the past.
Right on. And, of course, NOA basically commented on the story when prompted by saying, don't forget, Netflix is coming later this summer.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the reason why it's not coming out in North America right now is they're probably waiting to launch it alongside Netflix.
Probably, yeah. I would probably never watch a movie on my 3DS because I'm not sure the battery would hold up, to be honest.
That's true.
I would be tempted.
What if I wanted to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I'd probably load it up just to see how well it worked. That's probably about as far as I would go, to be honest.
Yeah.
Has anyone noticed that Netflix Instant is really kind of shitty?
No, it's not.
I love it.
I mean, my problem with it is that
there's
too much,
stuff on it.
So I just get
there's
overwhelmed.
There's bad stuff everywhere.
Well, I mean, there's stuff that should be on there that for some reason is not. Like, The Office is on there, but, like, Spin City's not, and it's from 1999.
Well,
if you buy it thinking that everything you want to watch is going to be on there, and that's what you're paying your $8 for, then
that
no.
might be disappointment.
Yeah, it's a browse service, not a search service.
I thought all the movies would be here. I was under the impression that you had all the movies.
I want to watch Star Trek 5 right now.
Anything I can get in the mail should be available on Instant.
Andy, I think you can watch Star Trek 5 right now. Or you could. I think they took it off. And then they had all the television shows.
I'm watching them.
Look, I was watching RoboCop 2.
My friend was watching Louie, and it dropped out on him halfway through an episode.
Ah! Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching RoboCop 2. I went to make a sandwich, and it was gone.
You dodged a bullet.
No, I was loving it.
I do have a comment to make as far as the 3DS being online. I was in New York City over the weekend, and I was in a Barnes & Noble waiting for Lauren to do something. And I just opened up my 3DS, and it was connected to the internet. So that's kind of cool that it actually connects to hotspots automatically.
You could browse all the online content.
Does it, though? Yeah. Or do you have to go
I went on the internet browser while I was waiting for it. It was kind of nice.
Did you have to configure it at all?
What?
Did you have to configure it at all?
No.
That's one of the things that drives me crazy is that, like, I only have, like, 3 network configurations on there. So if I bring it to, like, a friend's house, I have to delete one of my 3 settings to get it online there.
Yeah. Like, I haven't done a lot of research on this at all, but it was just, I was in a Barnes & Noble in New York City, and I opened it up, and it said I was connected to the internet. And I was just really confused. Cool. So then I just went to the internet browser, and it loaded up right away.
Huh. I'll be damned. Hmm. I was trying to use it in a hospital when my wife was in the hospital for surgery, and like it was a bitch because they have one of those like authentication pages once you connect to the Wi-Fi hotspot, it was a real bitch because I had to connect to the Wi-Fi hotspot, open the browser, authenticate the session, close the browser, and open the eShop all in like a very short period of time before it would like disassociate my session with the authentication. It was a pain in the ass.
Oh.
I got it on eventually. That's how I was able to get all the eShop launch stuff when it launched over E3, but it was a real pain in the ass. But anyway, that's all we got to talk about this week. It's kind of a short episode, and it's kind of crazy, but that's all of our
most
bullshit
of it
content.
Most of it was spent with me ruining it.
Yeah. The last time. I'll miss it.
The last time Nathan gets to ruin an episode. That's.
I know.
I got one fuzzies over here. All right. Well, Nathan, it's been fun. Try not to work too hard.
Come back whenever you want to. We miss you.
Yeah. Now my password's not working.
Awesome.
Oh, that's why. My username's wrong.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
All right. See you guys next week.
That's a newscast, y'all. See you.
Bye.
Bye.